Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into hour number two of our Memorial Day weekend show. Got some fishing reports coming up for you. We got Eric Mohabarak with the Paddler's Report. Lots of fishermen are out there in that Dawn Till Dusk tournament that's going on today. He'll explain how that works. We also have Ryan Lambert going to be talking to us about the fishing down around the mouth of the river, Cajun Fishing Adventures located in Burris. I got a bad boy feature for you. This is the first time we've ever had this particular species involved in a bad boy story, and it's a guy from Alabama, and you got to wonder what made him do it. We'll tell you all about that. And we're going to close out the show with Chris Lecoq, our producer of the Bayou Wild TV show. You know, this is the anniversary, the 20th anniversary of the biggest fish ever caught in Louisiana. It's in the official state records, 1,152-pound bluefin tuna. There were four guys, two brothers. One of them, unfortunately, has passed away since they caught the fish. But it bonded these four guys in a very special way. And it was hard to reproduce a story or a feature about that catch. But Chris Lecoq, he very professionally put it together, and he's going to talk about the building of that feature. And I invite you to look at it. If you go to BayouWildTV.com, you'll find a listing of all of our stations and the dates that it airs and the times. And if none of those work for you, you can always go to YouTube. It's on YouTube, and it's called Louisiana's Biggest Fish. It's our feature that's airing this week involving four men that on a Memorial Day weekend, all the odds were against landing this magnificent fish. It's almost a story like The Old Man and the Sea. It's very intriguing, and I think you'll enjoy watching it, particularly fitting on this Memorial Day weekend. They were fishing out of Venice, Louisiana, and came back with the biggest fish ever caught in Louisiana waters. And I don't know if that record will ever be broken, because that particular species is so highly regulated and it's not very often encountered. And when it is, usually the fishermen are ill-prepared as far as the tackle that they have to bring in a bluefin tuna. Anyway, check the feature out, and we'll be talking to Chris about it a little bit later on. Don't forget, good luck to all of you fishing that Dawn Till Dusk. If you are headed out, be aware there's some squalls. I've been watching them on the radar for several hours now. They're moving a strange direction for a storm to approach. It's coming in from the east. Normally they'll come in from the north or the northwest. Sometimes they'll push up from the southwest, but this one's moving almost due east. It's going to be below Lake Pontchartrain, covering up all down the river. But some of it is breaking up before it hits the land. So if you're there, you might want to sit this one out for a while, let it get past your fish behind it. And generally you're going to find some really nice conditions. Now, if you're to the west, it looks pretty clear all the way to the Texas state line from the mouth of the river. Don't know if there's going to be some more pop-ups. But I think once this system is done, looks like the rest of the weekend is going to be really nice. Not quite as hot as it's been. It's going to be humid, and maybe just a few of those pop-ups. They're calling for about 20% chance along the Gulf Coast. You got a 0.9-foot tidal range. That's pretty good. And tomorrow's going to be really good. Easterly winds 5 to 10 offshore with a 2-foot sea. That's a good opportunity to get out there and get some of those red snappers. And I got a red snapper trip coming up myself. Great fish. If you got a recipe, a special recipe, text it to me along with your reports and your comments and your questions. 504-260-1870. That is it. And let's see. There's someone says, I was talking to some coworkers about your show and mentioned Justin and the Gentilly Wildlife Preserve. They contend there's no such thing. I went online and found that it is Bayou Sauvage. Who's correct? The Gentilly Wildlife Preserve is a creation. Justin lives in Gentilly. It's a suburban area, but he observes wildlife in his neighborhood. So we nicknamed it the Gentilly Wildlife Preserve. It's not an official designation of a name. Bayou Sauvage, that's the one that's out near the Highway 90 complex near Fort Pike and basically along the shoreline of Lake Catherine. and also extends pretty much all the way to Lake Pontchartrain. And that's a very unique place. It's kind of a treasure because it's in the New Orleans city limits. But as far as the Gentilly Wildlife Preserve, that's Justin's backyard neighborhood, just a nickname for it. So I think all of y'all are correct. I haven't heard from Justin in a while. Where are you, Justin? Check in with us. All right, we'll be right back after this time out with Captain Mike Gallo. He's born on the bayou, and he's still there. We'll talk to him right after this quick time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of the good folks at CETO. They will sell you for $199 a year a membership, and that membership entitles you to jump starts if you broke down with electrical problems, run out of fuel. 24/7, they'll tow you in, whatever it takes to get you back to the dock safely. It's like having a AAA policy but on the water. And to get signed up, it's simple. Call Captain Chris. You can reach him at 504-301-4545 or simply go on the web and click on CETO.com and he'll sign you up. Captain Mike joins us now. Mike, well, I'm looking at that weather squall that's kind of moving into your area, and I know you watch that very carefully before you leave and while you're out there in the water. What's it looking like today?
Well, there's a light breeze. I'm over in Rigolets Pass. There's a light breeze blowing, a good falling tide, nice clean water. But we are going to stay relatively close to the dock in case we do have to run in from weather.
Got any fish yet?
Two catfish.
Ooh.
Nothing to brag about.
Fresh water or hardheads? Oh, they're hardheads. Yeah, well, they got to be out there too. Well, glad you at least got out there. What's going to be the long-range plan for later in the day when that squall system clears out?
Well, all this week I've been mainly catching fish in the deeper passes with a good amount of current. You try to find some shell bottoms, and live shrimp on a drop shot rig has worked for a variety. As you got to weed through some croakers and some catfish, but you find the right spot. There's good-sized speckled trout, and there's some white trout mixed in with them. Every once in a while, you'll come across a black drum. We've also caught some redfish. So there's a variety. It's just the moving. Sometimes it takes me four or five moves before I find a good spot, and other times I get it a little sooner.
You know, part of your catch lately, I noticed, has been those beautiful, nice blue catfish. Have you caught any of those this week?
I caught some in some of the deeper holes around Unknown Pass. And those are good table fare. Actually, they're very good. It's just if you want to target them. If I don't find my speckled trout or some of the other fish that I'm looking for, it seems to be a fallback.
Yeah. Are you fishing with live bait mostly?
We are fishing mostly with live bait today. We did catch a few on plastics mixed in. I got the group from Gallo Mechanical Services, and they keep me pretty busy with baiting hooks and unhooking fish, that sort of stuff. So I didn't get to throw the plastic as much mixed in with them, but we did get a few on plastic.
I wonder if you have any of their crawfish cooking team members on board. They were competing against us in the last crawfish at the Build and Boil, and they had a team out there. And that's no relation to you, is I'm sure it is, but probably distant, huh?
It's no relation that I know of. They're listening to you on speakerphone, but none of them seems to be nodding their head. They were part of the crawfish team.
Well,
did you beat them?
They didn't. Well, I think we did. Now, neither team won any awards, but this year I've won it in the past. But you know, our crawfish were better than theirs, naturally.
There
Mike,
you go.
You're fishing at Wrigley's Bridge. It's a very popular stop. Tell us how to fish that. How do you tie up on that bridge? Because anchoring is not an option there, I don't think.
Well, I do anchor, but I anchor further back from the bridge. You can tie up to it. We use the rig hook style and a rope and hook on to the bridge and drift back, whatever, 50 mm-hmm. feet or so, and almost fish straight down with the current. But I do. I like to back off of it. I like to fish that ledge on the northern side. I get on that ledge and anchor. As long as I'm not too terribly close to the bridge, I haven't lost too many anchors there. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, if you're looking to catch some fish in a spot that's deep and moving water, that's the place to do it. You know, the thing that comes to mind when I think of that Wrigley's Bridge, it was on we were fishing, there's kind of a reef, if you know where it is, on the east side of that bridge, a little closer to the shoreline. And we were fishing over that reef, and I caught a big bull redfish. And you know how they have the different designs on the dots on the tail? It was a
Correct. Perfect
DD, had my initials on him.
Oh, that's good.
Had to let him go, you know, couldn't put him away.
Right,
to keep
right.
Him swimming.
I'm sure he made a good picture.
He did. In fact, he got it on video. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, and, you know, I'll be fishing with you on Monday for Memorial Day. Things are looking good. We're going to take the girls out there. I guess we'll be doing some deckhanding while we're out there as well as fishing, but we're looking for a fun time. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and book a trip with you, tell them how to do it.
Very simple, Don. You can reach me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAOfLA.com. Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the reliable telephone 985-781-7811.
All right. Well, I hope all you gallows stay dry and put a bunch of fish in the icebox today. And we'll catch up with you. We'll see you at Southside Cafe on Memorial Day, and then we'll get out and do some fishing.
Sounds good, Don. We'll see you then.
All righty. Captain Mike Gallo out there on the Wrigley's Bridge and fishes a lot of that area, Lake Bourne, northern part of the Biloxi Marsh, Lake Catherine. Wherever the fish are, he goes for them. All right, we're coming back. We got a paddler's report. Dawn till dusk is what they call it because that's when you fish in the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's event that's taking place this weekend. Eric Mohabarak of Louisiana Kayak Company joins us next to talk about it here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of Jeff Brule. As promised, he sent me a picture of the first fish he caught, and he's got a nice, I'd say it's hard to tell from the picture, 2.5, maybe 2-pound bass that he caught at Delacroix. And the weather in the background looks pretty doggone good. Water's laid down, kind of a blue sky and some clouds in the background. But congratulations to Jeff. Thanks for sending that to us, Jeff. It's time for our Paddler's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. It's presented by Massey. They got three locations. Whether you're in Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Covington, you're going to find some of the best fishing models of kayaks like Hobie and Native Watercraft, and, of course, accessories that go on forever. Got demo Hobies on sale. Jackson's are 30% off. It's going to be a good time to visit Massey's. The BCKFC sponsors a tournament called Dawn Till Dusk, and it's going on today. Eric Mohabarak, are you fishing it or just reporting on it?
No, I'm just reporting on it, Don. I'm still doing the garden in the yard.
I saw some pictures. Ooh. It looked pretty good. You should have some nice veggies coming out of there soon.
Yeah, I got the front yard going too. But the Dawn Till Dusk thing, it's a pretty intense tournament. You know, a lot of hours put in. People are fishing all around the state, all along the coast. They got 63 anglers participating in it. And, you know, it's a slam tournament, biggest trout, biggest red, biggest flounder, one with the most inches wins. It is a catch photo release tournament. So there's no actual weigh-in for this one. I believe the announcement will be made later on this evening when they get the final pictures in. But Brendan will give you the results next week on it, on who's the winners. But, you know, like they got the wine club is fishing out in West Cove, you know, Lake Charles. They got a few people down in Grand Isle that I know of. Also, the Black Sheep crowd is out in Blackman's Parish, and they got a couple over in Delacroix, you know. But I was thinking if I was fishing this tournament, man, I might try the bridges in the lake, you know, because you could produce all three fish off them bridges. I don't know how the water is out there, if it's too rough, but you could always scoot right on down to Delacroix from there, too, if you didn't get a red, you know, or something like that. I think those two spots would be really good spots to hit this time.
Yeah, Grand Isle would be a good choice, too, because, you know, again, you're looking for three different species and good variety there. Problem with Delacroix is I don't know about the flounder part, you know, the trout and the red.
Yeah,
you could probably do. But anyway, it's interesting the way the tournament's set up, and probably a lot of people got up this morning and they might have had plans to go to one spot, but they looked at the weather map and said, oh, I'm better to go west and stay away from those storms, and this kind of a event allows you to do that. You mentioned that's
a good thing.
The Massey's has that fishing picture tournament. How does that work?
Yeah, well, that's another catch photo release tournament, the Fish Picks, Massey's Fish Picks. and you take a picture, send it in, they judge it, and then they put it up on the board. And it's a year-long tournament, and that's a speckled trout, redfish, trout, bass, and it's the longest inches wins, and then they have individual categories for each section, like bass and redfish and flounder and trout. So that's a pretty good thing. And also, so you could double dip on the Dusk Till Dawn, the Massey's Fish Picks, and then you could also take the fish in to the Star Tournament, because that started this weekend also. So you could actually do three tournaments at one time while fishing this weekend.
Now, the Star Tournament, what is the prize structure for the kayaks, you know?
I believe it's like Southwest, Central, and then Southeast, the four things that are divided up, and you put your fish in, the biggest trout wins. So the one of every top category wins a kayak, I believe, and then, or is it the one who wins the biggest fish and wins the kayak? I can't remember all the rules offhand, but it's something like that, I know. So it's definitely divided up. They've been catching some nice fish during them tournaments, you know. Some are close to 5 pounds. Some 5-pounders have been caught. I think one 6-pounder was caught in the past year or so. But, you know, if you get a big fish, let's say you catch a 7 or a 7.5, you know, do you put it in for the winning the boat, or do you put it in for the kayak division? So you kind of got some choices to make there, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know the timing is right over there in that Calcasieu area, because, boy, I saw some big trout, you know, that came in from that area. And typically that's where the bigger trout is going to come from, either that area or all the way on the east side in the Pontchartrain area. And seems like, you know, the other divisions around Grand Isle and the interior and the central coast, is fish are a lot smaller there.
Yeah, it does. It does seem that way, that the bigger fish come from the west and the east, for sure, which is kind of odd. It makes me wonder why. You know, why is
deeper
that?
Deeper water. I think it's deeper water, you know, and bigger fish in those deep water.
Yeah, that's what I think it could be, too, is the deeper water. You know, you never know, though. The fish got tails and they bite. You never know when you're going to get a good one.
Well, Eric, if somebody wants to book a kayak trip, you are one of the few professional, licensed charter captains to take people, and you got the kayaks, and if somebody wants to either do it just on a one-time deal, or if they want to get involved in it and learn how to rig up and how to fish and how to handle kayaks and transport them, you can show them all the ropes. Tell them how to get you. You're on my website, and you got a Facebook page, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on the Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, and then Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company, Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, and the easiest way is 504-313-8292. I don't have any problems answering anybody's questions about getting into kayaks or what they need to get. You know, my first thing is PFD always. But feel free to call me, contact me, message me. It doesn't matter. You can come to the demo days. You can see me out there at Bayou St. John with Massey's. Glad to answer any of your questions. Any of the Hobie team that's out there will be glad to help you in any way they need.
How about vegetable gardening advice? You give that out too?
Yeah. Get help. Loads of money. You need help.
You could be the next Dan Gill. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Oh,
Eric,
Lord.
Have a good Memorial Day weekend, my friend. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Don. Y'all be safe out there, all right?
All right, good suggestion. That's Captain Eric Mohabarak. All right, we come back after this. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I've done some strange and odd bad boy features. This one is new in over 34 years of doing this show. First time I ever had someone checked out and racked up for this one. He actually admitted to it. He's an Alabama guy, came over to Louisiana and got in a little trouble. We'll tell you his story. And also, how much money did the Operation Game Thief hotline people give out? They gave pretty much some really nice awards to 19 cases, and 29 people were apprehended with 92 offenses. And this was all started by Operation Game Thief tip line calls. Back with all of that right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Check in on our text message board. Got a couple of them here for you. Let's see. We got we were asking for red snapper recipes, so we got this one. It says, hope your listeners have a great and safe Memorial Day weekend and not forget the significance of this holiday. Very important that remember those who military personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Good reminder. Says, last time I cooked red snapper, I seasoned it with Mr. B's Creole seasoning. You can get the recipe online from the restaurant and brawled it with some butter. Delicious. Tell Chris I said, hey, that's from our friend David Hubble. And let's see, we got this one. Good morning, Don. Great show as always. My sweet wife of 30 years would marinate the filets in zesty Italian salad dressing overnight, then bake with the butter. It was great. She's passed on, so now I cook for the family, but he's not as good as she was at cooking, but it's still good. That's from our friend the Irish Coonass. All right, Operation Game Thief. That is the organization. It's a nonprofit organization that issues monetary rewards for citizens who anonymously, or they don't have to do it anonymously, but if they give a tip that leads to an arrest in a case, and they review the case, and then they award the money to that person in a very anonymous way. They never know who you are. And they had turkey, deer, migratory game bird, and also some fishing cases, 19 cases. They awarded $7,950 to those citizens at their meeting this past May 13th that was held in Mansoura. And if you want to become a Operation Game Thief reporter, you can do it. Just call the toll-free number to report it. And it's on your hunting and fishing license, by the way, 800-442-2511. And they will not ask you your name, but they will get some information where you can get your reward money if they do make a case. In fact, our bad boy for this week, his story started with a tip from a person that observed what he was doing in Lake Charles in Calcasieu Parish. His story is next after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On the night of May 11th, agents from Louisiana Lieutenant Bo Robertson, Sergeant Stuart Guillory, and Agent Will Caligari received one of those tips about a person shooting seagulls at a residence in Lake Charles in Calcasieu Parish. The next morning, they found several dead birds in a field in a trash can next to the house. The agents also found numerous empty shotgun shells outside of the house. During the inspection of the residence, Austin Wilson happened to pull into the driveway. And when agents questioned him about the birds he shot, he admitted to shooting 14 seagulls, one ibis, one heron, but no partridge in a pear tree, shot him with a 12-gauge shotgun the night before. Cited for taking non-game birds, taking ibis no season, and taking heron no season, and facing a possible $950 fine, $278 in civil restitution, and up to 120 days in jail. From Geneva, Alabama, where seagulls, ibis, and herons are also not considered game birds and for which there is no season, is 22-year-old Austin T. Wilson, our bad boy of the outdoors. Austin, what are you thinking, man? Just shooting. Maybe he was trying to sleep in the noise of the seagull. But the ibis are pretty quiet, and so are herons. I don't get it. But anyway, he'll pay the price for it. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but ibis at one time were game birds here in Louisiana. And I can recall on some of the old licenses, they had ibis closed season. But at one time, it was open. And I'm told that they're pretty tasty birds. But Austin wasn't into cooking seagulls and ibis and heron. He was just wanting shooting them and throwing them waste. I don't know. What do you think about the psyche of a guy that's doing that? 504-260-1870. That's our text line. Coming back after this, we are joined by the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert. He aims plastic at fish and is very successful in doing that. He's the operator of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Back with him right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Ryan Lambert, joins us. And, Ryan, what do you think about this guy? He shoots 14 seagulls, an ibis, and a heron. He goes all psycho and then just leaves them and throws them in the trash. What is he thinking? You know, I don't get it.
What are you talking about thinking? He wasn't thinking. He was just shooting. People like that don't think. You know, they got people that are hunting and they get bored and they say, well, let's shoot this blackbird, shoot that bird. You know,
yeah.
That's not sportsman. That's trash on us. You know, they make it look bad for everybody, but it is what it is, buddy.
This guy, you know, he could have been throwing shrimp up in the air, you know, and getting a big flock to come hang around, just, you know, like cheap skeet, I guess. I don't know, but anyway, he's paying the price for it.
Yeah, they had some in Empire a couple of years ago, shot over 100 like that in their backyard. Wow. I was like, oh, my God. And of course, they got caught. You know, everybody's stupid enough to do that kind of stuff, stupid enough to get caught. Because most of them do it, and they got to brag about it. You know, they got to put it on social media, and you know how it is.
Yeah, so. Well, I don't know. Well, what are you doing this weekend, Memorial Day weekend?
On my way down to the Everglades to fish peacock bass. How's that?
Oh, wow. That's phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there in a little
bit. Have you caught them before?
Nope. This is a bucket list. I got to get this off my bucket. And then I think Monday is giant snook. And I don't know if tomorrow if we might go fishing or hog snappers and groupers and deep fish. I'm on a mission.
Well, how do you fish the Everglades? I mean, is it like a series of creeks that run through there, or bayous? Is it marshy?
We're going to fish some canals and creeks and stuff that with, like, tiny torpedoes and topwater baits, mirror lures, that kind of stuff. You know, emulate those little chicklets and catch these big old peacocks. You know, I just can't wait to see one. You know,
yeah, they're beautiful.
I never put my hands on one, you know?
Yeah, same here. I've seen the videos. They're beautiful fish. From what I understand, they're pretty aggressive.
Oh, very aggressive, fight very hard, then go home and crank up the snappers and mangroves and cobias and triple tails and specks and reds. The river's going down to 5 foot. It's going to be on fire, buddy.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that used to love to wear them out. I don't know if you've ever met or remember Charlie Frank. He was like a wildlife artist.
Frank.
Yeah, Charlie Frank. Yeah. He loved to fish those peacock bass, and he used some kind of bait. What did he call it, a chopper? It was like a big topwater wooden
wood
bait.
Chopper.
Yeah,
so
wood chopper.
That's for the big ones in the Amazon. If you go down there, you catch them.
That's where he went. He was kind of a world traveler. He'd been everywhere, done everything, you know.
Yeah, I just didn't want to go down there. I've been invited a bunch of times down there, but I just don't like long plane rides, you know. So we drove down, and we got a family vacation this week in Florida. So, you know, I got Matt and Jake Rogers here that, you know, they guide for me during the duck season and all. They live here, so it's on.
Yeah.
Tarpon, you know, whatever. You know, we're just going to have fun.
So, well, if you get a nice one – maybe you ought to get it mounted, get a fiberglass reproduction if you get a nice big one. They're so pretty.
I don't think I got room on the wall for anything else.
Oh, you got room down there. You got room.
Yeah, it's crazy. The boys have been doing real good down there, though. I mean, you know, the trout, you know, this could be a really good summer for fishing the rigs out in Breton Sound and the islands and in the beach on the west side. It's because the river will be 5 foot this week, so the water's going to be gorgeous, you know, lots of bait around. It ought to be unbelievable. Lots of snappers too.
Yeah, so, for sure. Any of your guys do any of that snapper fishing? You know, it's kind of a little catch deal where if you got a state license, you can fish the state waters, but you can't fish in the offshore waters unless you have a reef permit.
That's correct. And we never did it before because I never wanted to get in that. But things are going to be a peculiar year this year. I can see it in the books. You know, I see boats sitting on the side. I got other guys calling, saying if we got extra work to give them a call and that kind of stuff. So it's just starting, but the economy is falling out. We're the first ones to go. So you got to make it as good as you can. So the boys out there, you know, fishing cobias and snappers and mangroves and triple tails and specks and reds, and flounders. But they have a good flounder year again with the river going down. So it ought to be the whole summer and fall ought to be phenomenal this year.
Well, if you get a nice peacock, send us some pictures back. Love to see it before you get back.
I'll send you one within a couple of hours, you'll have one.
All right, I'll be looking forward to it. In the meantime, when you get back, people want to call you and get a trip run up down there. Any kind of fishing you guys offer now, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, we're booking duck season already, too. You know, they can either go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or, of course, they can always call me at 504-559-5111. And I answer it from anywhere in the world.
All right. Enjoy your trip down there, and we'll catch up with you when you get back.
Will do, buddy. We'll see you soon.
All right. That's Captain Ryan Lambert, the Cajun Plastic Man. All right. We come back after this. Producer, Bayou Wild TV, Christopher LeCocq is going to join us and talk about the feature that is running this week. It's called Louisiana's Biggest Fish Story. It's a story of the boat that Miss Kathy, Paul and Mike Ippolito were on it, Patrick Fitzmaurice, and Ron Rowland from Houston, Texas. And those four men were bonded forever with the catch of a phenomenal fish, 1,152 pounds. How do you make a TV feature 20 years after the event? Leave it up to Chris. He did it. We'll be back to talk to him about it right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, looking at our text message, somebody says, it sounds like your bad boy was suffering DBS, Drunk Bubba Syndrome. I'm hoping he was drunk. If he was sober, then he's someone with issues. I agree with you. All right, joining us now is the producer of Bayou Wild TV, Christopher LeCocq. He joins us now to talk about Louisiana's biggest fish story. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And, hey, have no Drunk Bubba Syndrome this weekend, Memorial Weekend, right? Boating.
Absolutely.
And alcohol do not mix.
Absolutely. Everybody be careful and sober out there. Chris, I didn't want you to talk about the story. People can watch the story and hear it. It's a very compelling story of these four men who are bonded forever aboard the Miss Kathy. 20 years ago, it's the 20th anniversary of catching the biggest fish ever recorded in Louisiana, 1,152-pound bluefin tuna. I remember when it happened. I interviewed the guys back in 2003 when they caught it. I wrote several magazine stories about it. Pictures were not very available, but you have made quite a compelling story. And you know, there's a lot of people now who are doing what you do on a smaller scale. They have editing decks. They've got better equipment as far as cameras. Everybody's got a cell phone in their pocket now, so just about everything gets put on video. But tell people how – I want you to tell the story of how you made a story of the biggest story. You didn't have much to work with there. Tell us how you did it.
No, and like most of our ideas from Bayou Wild, it came from Facebook. We just saw a Facebook post. I saw a Facebook post about the story shared by someone else, and I immediately called you and said, what do you know about this? We have to document this, right? And so it was, you're right, there was not a lot of video to work with, obviously. Those guys were worried about fishing. They weren't taking out video cameras and trying to film this event. There was four guys on a boat trying to wrangle in an 1,100-pound fish. So we just had their story, and this is what we call TV magic sometimes. You find anything you can online that's available that might be pertinent to the topic. So in this case, I used a lot of stock video of just underwater shots and boat shots and things like that. It's video that's available that's public use to a certain extent if you subscribe to it. It's called stock video, and there's hundreds of websites that use it. So we have access to some of those libraries with Bayou Wild TV, so I used some of that. But then Paul Ippolito, one of the guys on the boat, did have an old VHS tape with some video of the Miss Kathy. It wasn't necessarily on that trip, but it was of the boat. So we can piece all these things together to tell this story visually, because that's what TV is. You have to have video to explain what they're talking about.
Yeah, on the radio, we call it theater of the mind. You create visual through your mind by hearing the audio, but in TV, you got to have both. But you know what I think really made this story? Your work on putting the video in under the stories was excellent. But those guys telling their compelling stories, the way you laid it out and actually tracked down Ron Rowland in Texas and the surviving Ippolito, unfortunately Mike had passed on, but he and Patrick Fitzmaurice, you could see the glow in their eyes as they told that story. Them telling the story made the story, I think.
Yeah, and that's just kind of another video production technique, is where you do an interview with someone. If you have multiple people, you basically talk to them, ask them the exact same questions, and get the story from their own words. And so you have three different people with the story from their own words, and there's similarities, but there's also differences of how they tell it. And then whenever we edit these together, you know, you find situations where one of them might start a sentence or a thought and the other one might finish a sentence or a thought. So that kind of makes it, whenever you're watching it as a story, that kind of makes it a little more interesting, because it's not just one person talking the entire time. You hear different voices, different perspectives, and, you know, people explain things sometimes more emphatically, sometimes not. So you have to find, you know, if you got three guys right here talking, telling a story, I might use Paul saying one thing because he describes it a little more in detail. And then I might use Ron, explaining another one because he might describe it a little bit more emphatically or whatever. So that's just you know, another technique in production where you, you know, you kind of keep the story moving quickly by jumping back and forth to the different interviews whenever you're editing.
Well, the story was well told, and it's well worth watching. I want to invite people to tune it in, BayouWildTV.com. You can find a station where it airs and the time. And if not, it's always on the YouTube, BayouWildTV/YouTube, and look for Louisiana's biggest fish story. Well, Chris, we're well over 100 episodes now, and I got to tell you, I think this biggest fish story ranks right up there, certainly in the top five we've ever done.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favorites. One, just because of the story is incredible, and the way the guys tell it is incredible. But just the opportunity to be able to document something like that. You know, 20 years ago it happened. A small group of people knew about it when it happened then. I'm pretty sure it was big, and then it kind of trailed off. But then now through Bayou Wild, we have a visual and a audio storytelling of this that will always be available for people to watch. And then to make it easy, if you go to Facebook right now, it's one of the top posts that we have on the page, so it's easy to find right now on our Facebook channel.
Check it out. Chris, you did a great job, and I look forward to the next upcoming season, and thanks for joining us, and thanks for the wonderful work you did on stories of this type. We appreciate it.
All right, have a great weekend, everyone.
All righty, that's Chris Lecoq, the producer of Bayou Wild TV. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll see you again next week. We do this every Saturday morning, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. It's called The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And please do not forget to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the U.S. Armed Forces. That's Memorial Day's purpose. See you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.